do a lot of stories on the show about people learning in classrooms. But for thousands of students every year, learning takes place miles from any school in places like Lodore Canyon in western Colorado. NPR's Larry Abramson spent a few days with students there finishing up a 70-day wilderness course with the National Outdoor Leadership School.
Why would a 20-something give up iPods, alcohol, a soft bed, all the things that young people supposedly hold dear, and sleep on the ground for 2.5 months? Each of the 11 students on this wilderness course has a different reason. Josh Sherman, a music student from Nelson, British Columbia, wants to prepare for an uncertain future.
We're running out of water. We're running out of oil. I'm not a pessimistic guy, but I would say that it just behooves you to know how to pitch a tent and be able to live outside.
Josh is tall, frizzy-haired, one of the more spiritually inclined members of this group. Many are at turning points in their lives, trying to decide what to do. Others want to test themselves in the outdoors before they sign on to a life of work. Rick Biederman, a high school teacher from the Chicago area, says he came because he wants to bring something back to his students at Hinsdale South High School.
Kids really don't get out and do a lot of this stuff, you know. We're sort of trapped in suburbia where video games have become the norm. And not many people even get out to the forest preserves in our area.
Biederman parted with $10,000 of his own money in the hopes of bringing awareness of the outdoors to his suburban school. The 11 students have had plenty of surprises since they got off the bus in Wyoming's Absaroka Mountains in early June. They were hit by 2 weeks of unexpected snow. Now that they're entering Lodore Canyon on the Green River in western Colorado, they face a new danger.
We're going to aim for a 25-minute scout.
Today, Josh Sherman is leader of the day. He tells the flotilla of rafts and kayaks to stop and scout the first section of rapids. The river is higher than usual and will easily flip rafts or smash a kayaker's head against the rocky bottom.
We have a lot of food on board, and if we lost it, it would be a disaster because I love to eat.
Josh will steer an ungainly oar raft loaded with a ton of gear. In a wilderness version of a thesis defense, students must justify their path down the river before their instructors.
Do we want left to right momentum?
Yeah,
do we
left.
Want...
Well, pretty much straight to right.
In the middle of the channel is a warning sign, a red boat that wrecked weeks ago. Instructor Amy Christensen turns this into an object lesson.
The guy who was rowing the dory, we asked him what happened, and he said, you know, I've done this a million times, and I just wasn't paying attention for this rapid. So what trap is that? Complacency. So remember, pay attention.
Right back, left forward. All forward.
But even those who pay attention can get wet or worse. One boat suddenly turns turtle. Rick Biederman, the teacher from Chicago, hangs upside down in the water, then emerges from his kayak. He leans against a rock, clearly in great pain.
I just got some what we call instant feedback.
Tell me what that means.
I hit a rock.
On your knee?
On my left knee, yeah. So it's a little wobbly right now.
I'm going to... Keep kayaking?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you don't need your knees in kayaking, right?
We're making breakfast burritos, and we're cooking bacon for BLTs for lunch.
The next morning, student Mark Wadsworth from New Hampshire is on kitchen duty. The work starts at sunup and ends at 10 p.m. many days with little personal time. Most work is done in teams, which leads either to teamwork or bickering. After nearly 70 days of sharing tents, food, and body odors, students are getting on each other's nerves. Chorus leader Frank Preston warns them about this.
More of the communication I saw this morning was kind of little groups of people talking about other groups of people or why they were mad at so-and-so. And I don't think that's healthy. And I definitely know that it's not safe if we carry that on to the river.
Working well with others isn't just key to safety. Students can take this course for college credit. Teamwork and leadership affect students' grades.
Well, first, Rick, it's been a pleasure having you on the course. We've all enjoyed you. You've been a very valuable member of the group.
As a teacher, Rick Biederman is used to giving out grades, but on the last evening of the course, he gets his Knowles evaluation. Instructor Larry Berger sits down with Biederman after dinner. Rick gets a B+ on his kayaking skills.
Basically, just needs a little more work and more experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, being an athlete all my life, I thought, hey, I'll pick this up real quick. And I didn't, because I wasn't having as much success as I wanted to. That made me more hesitant to be a leader.
And that, in fact, is the real point of these courses. If you can guide a group of rafters through rapids, if you can keep everyone safe and well-fed in the desert, you can probably lead people through anything, be it the boardroom or, in Biederman's case, the classroom. Here, Biederman has been a star. He's been giving his fellow students mini-courses in astronomy and geology as they move through the canyon.
On your leadership day, you led with good style, and you were a very vocal leader. People were good at following your direction.
Many students have struggled with this role. After he led the group for a day, Josh Sherman confessed,
"What I learned is that I've got to change from my sort of passive hippie dude leadership style to a more full-on confrontational style. And I tried a little bit of that out today, and it felt really good."
Josh Sherman says he thought this course would be a meditative experience, just man and nature. Instead, it has turned out to be intensely social. As difficult as it has been for this group to bond, it will be even more painful to debond. Many are openly tearful at the prospect of leaving one another. For the instructors, this is just another turn of the wheel. Amy Christensen has been down this river about 40 times. She's only 25.
I will finish this course at noon, and by 8:30 on the next day, I need to be at the put-in for the Lower Salmon River to meet up with my boyfriend to do a trip there.
Only one of the 11 students actually plans to become an outdoor guide, but many say they are now rethinking their career choices. One plans to leave the business world and become a teacher. Larry Abramson, NPR News.